Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1473, How to Execute a Frugal Reboot When Old Spending Habits Appear, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you and to myself, frankly, from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet every single day. We're surrounded by messages of how difficult it can be to make ends meet and build wealth. So thank you for spending this time with me where we can empower ourselves to take control of our financial health. And just in case you didn't catch this in the Optimal Living Daily newsletter, I wanted to make sure you knew that we have a workbook available for purchase. The Optimal Living Daily Workbook is a 216-page hardcover workbook and journal designed to help you solidify your takeaways from your favorite episodes and create action items to move forward with your personal, relationship, and financial goals. It's available in the shop at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Execute a Frugal Reboot When Old Spending Habits Appear, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. Cutting costs, buying things at a deep discount, and bragging about how much money was saved is trendy. But let's face it, it's not always easy to maintain a high level of frugality, despite what some people on the internet want you to believe. Even though my husband and I try to live a frugal lifestyle, sometimes our old spendy habits appear. That's when we know it's time for a frugal reboot. I'm willing to bet you also find yourself in a similar situation from time to time. Here's how you can execute your own frugal reboot. Frugal living is a stark contrast from how I grew up in the 80s and 90s. When I was a kid, it was cool to brag about how much money your parents spent on your new clothes or the latest gadget. As my spendy childhood faded, I found myself in the throes of adulthood with plenty of financial missteps under my belt. When Mr. Mad Money Monster and I were planning our lives together, we realized we needed a financial reboot and embraced frugality as part of our overall financial plan. I gotta say, most of the time we're great at not spending money or finding bargains, but sometimes we're not. Sometimes our old spending habits rear their ugly heads and we need to regroup. As many of my longtime readers know, we just bought a new house and moved across town. Although we bought our house at a huge discount and saved money by employing a ton of DIY projects at the old house and the new one, we also fell into some of our old spending habits. Think eating out a lot, buying stuff for our new digs, and just not sticking to our budget. In light of watching these old spending habits creep into our lives, we realized that we're still capable of messing up with money and needed to reboot our frugal mindset to get back on the financial independence train. We executed our frugal reboot in a series of four steps. Seemed more official that way. That started with prioritization and ended with a family meeting. These steps are outlined here if you ever find yourself in a similar situation. Step number one, prioritize your goals or make new ones. Losing sight of your goals is easy when reaching them will take years. It's important to sit down and remind yourself why you're working so hard to save money for the future. Write down your goals again, reprioritize them, or even make new ones. What we want out of life changes as we grow and experience new things. Perhaps the goals you had 2 years ago aren't the same as the goals you have today. Shifting goals without a solid plan can easily allow you to lose financial focus. We realized that moving, even though it was only 5 miles across town, was a major upheaval in our lives and was enough to disrupt our financial focus. When you're shelling out cold hard cash for everything from movers to supplies for repairs to the old house and new floors for the new house, spending money on lunches and dinners out seems negligible, until it's not. We found ourselves sitting in restaurants way more than we're used to. And even though we love going out to eat, we also know this is a huge money suck for us and one that must be controlled. Step number 2, map out your progress. Depending on your goals, it can be hard to stay motivated and see your progress. This is especially true if your goals include paying off massive debt or won't be realized for many years, as is the case if you're saving for retirement. The key to staying the course is to see the progress with your own two eyes, and that means tracking your net worth. The great thing about tracking your net worth is that even if you're paying down debt and can't save anything right now, you'll see your net worth go up. That's right, you heard me. Whether you're paying down debt or saving for the future, you're going to see your net worth increase. And that's a good feeling. We use this strategy when paying down our debt to stay motivated. Our favorite online tool for budgeting and tracking net worth is Personal Capital. It's free, secure, and easy to set up and use. Step number 3, get back to your budget basics. When we found ourselves dropping $60 at the Olive Garden on a random Tuesday night for our little family of 3, we knew our budget was completely blown. Sure, we had moved and our lives, including our kitchen, were in complete disarray, but that really doesn't warrant spending that kind of dough on that kind of food for no reason whatsoever other than convenience. Making sure you stick to your budget is vital to reaching your financial goals, especially the long-term ones. If for some reason you're finding it difficult to stick to your budget, maybe you're not the problem. Maybe your budget is. It's completely acceptable to redo or readjust a budget from time to time as your life and goals change. Remember, your budget is fluid and you're in control. Step number 4, hold a family meeting. This step is important for staying motivated and making sure everyone is still on the same financial page. When one or two people control the money in a family, it's oftentimes easy for others like children to forget the whys behind being frugal and saving money. Holding a family meeting is a chance to refresh everyone's memory and motivate them to stay on board. It's also a great opportunity to present adjusted timelines or any goals that have changed. And this doesn't just apply to families. If you're flying solo like I was for many years, it's still important to have a meeting with someone you trust to maintain your motivation and stay accountable. And that's it, how to execute a frugal reboot in 4 easy steps to help you stay motivated on your financial path. You just listened to the post titled, How to Execute a Frugal Reboot When Old Spending Habits Appear, by Lisa Harrison of madmoneymonster.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This is a timely article for me because I'm going through a frugal reboot right now. I recently walked away from my full-time job as well as a steady paycheck, and I'm seeing just how relaxed I got in my spending after I got out of debt back in 2016. I think there are times when you're going to be more frugal than others, And it feels good to get back to basics and rein it in right now. Tracking your progress towards your goals and monitoring it regularly is a great way to reboot. I do this once per month when I reconcile all my accounts and see how my spending actually nets out against my budget in totality. I get super motivated when I see that I spent under budget. And if I'm over budget, I'm able to reflect on how that happened and what I can do in the future to avoid it happening again. Each month feels like a fresh start where I get to strengthen my resolve and give it another try. I think the key to actually sticking to a budget is to consistently engage with it, not only when you're creating it, but also while you're spending money and after you've spent the money, like during a monthly review. The need for a reboot often comes from a period of relaxed awareness around spending. It happens to all of us, but thankfully, it's just as easy to get back on track. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.